As if internet giant Google didn't have enough ways to make money, today it announced it's part of a group that's investing in a plan to provide cheap, high-speed internet access to the developing world. Google's backing a startup called O3B, shorthand for the other 3 billion people on the planet, those without internet access. O3B's plan is to launch and operate a chain of satellites that, the company says, would bring broadband speed access to the net to virtually everyone. The world's Clark Boyd has more.
Greg Weiler started out trying to tackle what tech folks working in the developing world call the last mile problem. It involves figuring out ways to get internet access across that last mile to the most remote villages on the planet. In Weiler's case, he went to Rwanda to try to get connectivity into schools. What he found caused him to change his focus.
The problem I realized was that no matter how much you did on the last mile, you had to cover the first 5,000 miles from the global fiber network. In other words, how do you get from London to Rwanda? Well, the problem was there was no major fiber network available.
And so Weiler started thinking about satellites. Now, as little as 5 years ago, this would have been a non-starter. Internet service by satellite was considered much too slow and way too pricey. But advances in satellite technology have changed the equation. That and the fact there's now a proven track record for satellites.
The cellular industry has been working hand in hand with the satellite industry for years.
David Hartshorn is General Secretary of the Global VSAT Forum, an international nonprofit association for the satellite industry. He says that as cell phone service providers move out of the cities in a developing country, the traditional infrastructure disappears.
The question arises, how then do you get that voice signal back from the remote village to the public switched network? And the way that that has occurred typically is via satellite. So there's a proven architecture that has been quietly but substantively in place now for years involving a combination of cellular and satellite technology.
Greg Weiler thought, why couldn't internet access work the same way? So he started O3B.
What we've done is we've designed a satellite constellation which will circle the Earth and will be flying at about one-fifth the distance of the current satellites. So it's relatively closer to Earth. That allows you to reduce the latency, in other words, the time distance between when you click for the web page and the time when the web page shows up. The end result is for interactive applications, you'll have much snappier web performance, which will be much more similar to that which you have in the U.S., Europe, or some of the more populous parts of Asia.
Google buys into Weiler's idea. The internet giant, along with some other big investors, is sinking $60 million into O3B. Om Malik is executive director of a technology blog called GigaOm. He says that for Google, it's a good investment.
It gives them a pipe into markets where they actually have little or no presence. So it is a smart strategic bet on the future.
Malik, who was born in India, thinks that making money by providing internet service to the farthest flung parts of the developing world is still years away. But that, he says, doesn't mean Google's wasting its money.
This is, I think, in my opinion, about connecting the cell phones. I don't think my mother cares. All she cares about is talking to me for cheap. That's all she wants from her cell phone connection. She doesn't want to check her email.
Remember, Malik says, one of Google's current projects is its own cell phone handset, which it could easily sell to pair with better voice service. For others, the big question is whether African telecom companies will play ball with O3B. Glenn Strawn is an independent IT consultant with extensive experience in the developing world. He says that while O3B's plan might work in countries with an array of competitive internet service providers, Kenya and Rwanda, for example, Senegal is a different story.
The controlling monopoly is Sonatel in Senegal. They're not about to just freely disperse at low cost this new internet access. It doesn't fit into their business plan. And there's no regulatory environment within Senegal that would permit alternative ISPs to gain access.
So for O3B, the challenges aren't just technical, but cultural and commercial as well. The company has 2 years to figure it out. That's when the satellites are due to be operational. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.